Welcome. Thank you, Rebecca, for being here. We appreciate Michael DeWald back at the studio. I'm Robin Berardini, your host, each and every Thursday from 12:31 on KSRO's Ask the Expert with our very own in-house expert, Dr. Walter Tom. Dr. Tom, medical director of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Remember them at drwaltertom.com. 707-542-8346. Dr. Tom, strongly believing in education, proudly featured here on Ask the Expert for over 10 years, sharing his passion for education professionally, teaching, lecturing nationally and internationally, past president of the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery and diplomat for the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom, hi, welcome.
Hello, Robin. Good to see your face on Skype. We're once again broadcasting from our office and on the beautiful Stony Point Lakes in Santa Rosa. And one of these days, I'll actually get to see you live in the studio. But till then, I'm glad we're able to do this.
I feel you.
So
human contact, however it is, whether it's, I think it's better to call or Skype. Or it's so important to all of us, isn't it, Dr. Tom?
It really is. You know, just on a personal note, of course, we've been all here in Sonoma County and in Napa as well, in Mendocino, where we have a lot of listeners as well. And we want to thank always our listeners every week that come in, tune in with us. And even from the East Bay, I have a young lady that we're going to be taking care of who listens to us. And it just was so nice to talk to her.
You're even getting a smile on your face as you're thinking.
Coming in from the East Bay to see us and as a patient. And that was really great. But, you know, we need human contact. It's so important. Recently, in the past 3 years, my family, we've had to kind of evacuate down to Bolinas where my son lives with my grandson. And this year, because of the way the fires were going, they actually evacuated up to us and brought my grandson's other grandmother. And it was great because she thought she could always be a hermit. But she's been really isolated down there, especially with COVID, and that to be able to actually be forced to come into our pod, if you will, up in Santa Rosa was really great. She's a lovely lady, and she just says how important human contact is. So for those of you who are out there listening to us, we appreciate it. We know this is part of the human contact. And if you ever have questions you want us to talk about, we kind of stopped the format of calling in at the moment, but you can always reach out to me on Facebook with a message. If you have a question, or just let us know at KSRO on Ask the Expert. So we would be happy to answer any questions that you have. Right.
And maybe give us the recipe for your grandson's guacamole that I saw on Facebook.
Yes, I probably, you know, I've been an organ transplant surgeon, a cosmetic surgeon, you know, yada, 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 all those kind of things. And one of my greatest achievements is that I've taught my grandson, who's not yet two, how to make guacamole. And the fact that he can say mocajete really makes me very proud. Yeah, so it makes me very proud.
It's a simple pleasures, isn't it?
It is. I mean, when you get to put that guacamole in your mouth, hey, there's your segue. It tastes great. So what are we talking about today, Robin?
Well, I found it interesting, your topic, because, you know, number one, because we have to cover our face with a mask. We're going to talk about our mouths, lips, and chin. However, yesterday, dovetailing into it, I had a me day. And speaking of all of this, it's very important to have those me day and take care of us during this process as we all go through this rebirth and regrowth here, you know, with everything we're going through. So mouth, chin, lips, you know, caring for ourselves, right? And why is that important? I know you talk about the triangle of beauty. I don't know if it has anything to do with that. I mean, you're the guy, so help us out here.
Sure. So, you know, why are we talking about the mouth when half the time when we're out in the world, in the public, we're wearing a mask? Yeah. Well, it's interesting that one of the most common treatments besides Botox around the eyes, Botox around the eyes, which is still number one, but it's interesting that our number one medical treatment now has been doing fillers in the lip area. Okay. It's just not, young ladies coming in to have that done who want to have those Instagram lips, if you will. That's what I call them, you know, the larger lips. It's really a whole host of different ages, from the millennials to the baby boomers and beyond, that want to have a nicer mouth. And I do believe, and I'm seeing more and more data on that, that this is a direct relationship to all of the virtual consultations and meetings that we're undergoing. Oh. So a lot of the Zoom meetings. In fact, I was reading in our local Press Democrat on there. I love to read the local Sonoma Life section on Sunday. It gets me away from all the politics and all the other things. And they actually had an article that in there and that I saved, and it was called "There's a Great Demand Now for the What They're Calling the Zoomplasty." The Zoomplasty.
Zoomplasty.
So, the Zoom class, exactly. And so that's people seeing themselves on Zoom. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it's like right up there in your face. Oh, my God, look at me, you know, and they may see something that they don't like. And you know, that's part of our human interaction right now is virtual consultation. So lips have become a really popular item for us to be treating at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center. But it's just not the lips. And a lot of times when we look at cosmetics, we look at just one thing. My butt, my waist, my breast, my hairline, those kind of things, my lips, my eyes, you know, my hanging down. We kind of think we just sort of, you know, perseverate on one thing, and we're all guilty of that. Mm-hmm. And so what I would try to do is when I talk to the patients, I sit down with them. And one of my first questions is, you know, why are we here? Not specifically, oh, it's my breasts, I want them larger, or it's my lips, but you know, why are we here? Is there something happening in your life, or what are you trying to achieve? Mm. And so I think it all goes back to our mission statement about trying to improve our patient's self-confidence, their self-confidence by enhancing their self-image. Yeah. And so that's a big part of it. So what I would say is just a quick reiteration is that the first thing that we do when we are having human contact face-to-face is that we look at each other's eyes. And we've covered that in previous shows, so I won't go into that right now. Secondly, what we do is we sort of subconsciously survey the skin. Okay, so we're kind of looking at the skin, looking at the person, are they healthy or not? If it's the opposite sex, are we attracted or not? But if they're just in general now, especially with the pandemic, you know, is somebody healthy? Do I want to be in close proximity to them versus staying away from them? So that's kind of part of our defensive, just innate defense mechanism that we have. And then thirdly, what we do, so eyes, skin, and then we look at the mouth, and that's a big part. And of course, as we're speaking, it's our mouth. And it's interesting that that has become really one of the most popular areas that we are asked to evaluate and treat. Okay. So let's talk about the mouth.
I hadn't thought of that. It's an interesting concept I hadn't thought of with the Zoom.
Right. Yeah, so that's where we are, because here we are. We're just on Skype and we're looking at each other face to face. And so we kind of we're doing that survey, just subconsciously we're doing that. So when we look at the mouth, of course, people think we're just talking about the lips, but let's sort of, you know, think about the area that you cover if you had a small mask. I have one of my best N95 masks, looks like a dog muzzle. So it's kind of right over that area. And that's the area that we're talking about. So say from the nose down to the chin or kind of around the mouth. It's just not the lips. But so let's talk about sort of we want that whole area to look nice. Okay. And then sort of the what I'm going to call the frosting on top we'll get to will be the lips, okay? And that's sort of the frosting on the top, if you will. So what we want is around the face and around the mouth, the lower area, is we want that to be a pleasant area. We want that, once again, to draw people in. I will tell you that, again, a smile does everything, okay? Smiles aren't just about the lips. So we're talking about how the mouth sets. A nice smile brings people in. We all know that what the millennials will call this sort of that resting bee face, you know, the resting, I'm not happy, though I'm mean face, and we're not going to talk about it, but that they've coined that phrase, the resting bee face, and that's true. Sometimes we see somebody and we may get the totally wrong impression looking at them that, oh, look at that person, that bee, right? They're not very nice. And they may be the nicest person in the whole world, but at rest, that's what they see. So a lot of that is what we are being asked to try to help patients with. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about that. So smile, that's easy. You don't even have to come and see me. Just smile, smile,
just
smile.
Just smile, right?
And I think people who get to know me, though, that's kind of my philosophy anyways, but just keep on smiling, okay? But beyond that, what can we do? So we want the area to just sort of look pleasant. So one of the first things we can do is that we can take care of the skin around the mouth, okay? So again, we can talk about light peels, chemical peels, can be very nice. More aggressive chemical peels can help to exfoliate or take off sort of that top dead layer or that congested skin layer. That will help. It may also help to improve. It may help to improve some fine lines with that as well. But we know if around the mouth, when we're looking at someone talking to us, if that skin looks healthy versus looking congested and old, that we're going to see that the we're going to have a positive image of that.
Well, you're going to see wrinkles and you're going to see like maybe chafing skin and, you know, all these things, right?
Right. So let's go back to earlier in the show when I talked about number one is the eyes, number two is the skin, and about health. So we want that area to look healthy. So even if we weren't talking about the wrinkles and so forth, you said chafing skin, but just dispigmentation, hyperpigmentation and all. So number one would be a chemical peel.
Okay.
Secondly, then I would recommend microneedling, and that's where we put a topical anesthetic on the skin, and then we slowly take a handpiece that has multiple little needles, so you don't really feel it. But what it does is create these little tunnels in the skin, knocking out older skin, and then if nature's good to us, as that area heals back in, it's going to be fresher. But what we're really doing is we're improving the texture of the skin. So peels
seems counterintuitive, like you're poking stuff into me, you know what I mean?
Right, but what we're relying on exactly is that rejuvenation. So a peel will help to exfoliate the skin, and then the microneedling will help to increase the thickness or the collagen of the skin. So those are things that we could, services that we can do, which have very little downtime, that can really make a big difference on the skin around our mouth. Okay, so that's going to be number one. That's going to be the first thing that I would have you do. Secondly, is how is the mouth positioned? Is the mouth naturally neutral, where the edges of the mouth are kind of on a nice horizontal plane? Or are they turning down, which makes us look sad or maybe look angry? Right. And so for some of us, as it turns down, it's because we're losing collagen in our face. We begin to see jowling. Okay. We don't like our jowls.
I don't like that word.
Exactly. And in front of the jowls, it's called the pre-jowl, pre meaning beforehand, pre-jowl sulcus. And so as that area, that tissue area, that column of tissue, as it loses collagen, it can allow the mouth to turn down. So a lot of times by injecting filler, which is Restylane and Juvederm family of products, by injecting that area with filler, we can give more support to the outer aspect of the mouth so that we put it more neutral, okay? So those are some of the things. So instead of turning down, we can make the mouth be more neutral, and so that makes it more pleasant. And so by just and that effect is immediate. When we inject fillers, that's an immediate effect, and we can do that. There's also a little trick when we're doing lip injections, which we'll get to towards the end of the show, Robin, but when we do lip injections, that if we take the edge of the mouth and along the edge of the lip and we inject along the side going out to the corner, we can actually turn a downturned mouth to a neutral or maybe even a slight, slight upturn. Yes. So
that's
it's
just artistry, really.
Right. So it's a small nuance, but it's real. And so what we want to do is try to bring them out to be a little more neutral, which is more pleasant. We might even be able to give you a little bit more of a lift at the edge, but we don't want you to. That takes us over because you want it to be subtle. You don't want to go way overboard where it's turned up, because then it's what we call the Joker face, the Joker look, you know, from Batman, right? We can all remember Nicholson, the actor, with the upturned paint, you know, the makeup upturned of the mouth, and that's scary. So we don't want that look. So we want it to be a little bit more neutral. So those are just some of the concepts about that downturn.
Wow.
What we may not know is that we also have muscles around the mouth that do various things. Well, of course, we have the lips, which are a muscle that's called the orbicularis oris. Okay, the orbicularis oris. But we also have muscles around on our chin, called the mentalis muscle.
That's a pretty strong muscle, isn't it?
And it's a strong muscle, right? And you feel that. And some of us will begin to notice between the chin and our lower lip a horizontal line. And that's the top of the mentalis muscle. And when we kind of make a face, what happens is that line gets deeper and deeper. So what we would recommend, as that mentalis muscle continues to contract, it actually contracts upwards a little bit. It becomes bigger and thicker. And it begins to, instead of giving you a nice jawline towards the tip as it turns up, it actually shortens the jawline. So it makes the jawline look less foot long and therefore not as useful.
You're looking like Snow White. You're looking at like the witch in Snow White.
Right.
Really what
so, right. That's what we want. So we want to inject that area, and that will actually help to soften that area and will help to make the mouth look prettier or more aesthetically pleasing. And we inject that area with Botox, which helps to soften the muscle contractions of that area. In fact, some people, that muscle contracts so much, they say it looks very wrinkled and they don't like that.
Yes.
So that's an area that can be treated. And then there are two muscles that are on each side of the mentalis muscle. So you touch your chinny chin chin, and that's where the mentalis muscle is. But you go off to the side about half an inch, and then from that area from your jaw, go up to the from there up to the size of your mouth at each corner. Yeah. That's called the depressor angularis oris, or the DAO, depressor angularis oris. And its job is to pull the muscle down, pull the mouth, corners of the mouth down. So for some people, that muscle is just very strong. So if they tend to have that severe resting, I'm not happy face by pulling down, we can actually inject that DAO muscle on both sides with some Botox and help to make the mouth more horizontal once again, and which is a more pleasant, inviting mouth. So those are kind of the things that we can do that don't even have to do with the lips per se, that we can do just around the mouth. So we want to support that area with good skin, meaning appeal, microneedling to improve texture. We can use filler around the mouth to support the mouth on the outside to give it a little bit more of a neutral corners versus a downturn corner. Mm-hmm. Botox in various muscles, which will help to turn the mouth up as well. So those are the kind of things that we can do.
You've been doing your homework while we've been like in this isolation thing, haven't you? Because these are all really interesting new ideas that have so much art to it and nuance, as you said earlier, right?
Right. And it is fun and something that we can help patients with of any age. Obviously, if the younger you are and starting to try to correct where you see things that you don't like is better than waiting till where maybe surgery is needed. And for some people, they have jowls and a lot of laxity around the mouth. They may just need a facelift. Now, I don't personally do facelifts. I would be happy to refer you. I have a couple of facial plastic surgeons that I really like here in the area, or one in San Francisco we can refer you to. But for trying to stay non-invasively in terms of now no surgery, what we talked about is a good start for treating the mouth. One last thing about the chin that I should mention in terms of giving you a nice, pleasant, aesthetic mouth area is for some people, they have the chin is receded. The chin is receded. And so surgically, somebody might recommend a chin implant. But we can achieve pretty close to the same thing using fillers. And we can use different fillers. And in fact, we just did that for our patient coordinator, lovely young lady, Nicole, who's our patient coordinator.
Yes.
And she just actually posted that on Facebook herself and put that on our Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on our fan page. And so you can see the difference actually with just one syringe, what a difference it made for her. And she was a very, first of all, she's a wonderful young lady, number one.
She's amazing.
Intelligent young lady, but she, and pretty, and we just sort of helped to, I told her we gave her a little bit of wine country glam by enhancing her chin area a little bit. So we did that for her, and it made a big difference. So if you're interested, you can just go to our fan page, the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Facebook, and you can take a look at that where we did some injections around the mouth and in the chin area.
That's really fun. We're going to go to break in a second, but I wanted to say that I appreciated you reaching out because people are we still voting for the cosmetic?
We are, actually. Thank you. So we were, I want to thank our listeners absolutely real quick. I want to thank our listeners. So we were nominated for the fifth year in a row to be the best of cosmetic surgery and the best esthetician in Sonoma yes. County. Doesn't mean we've won yet, but we've won 4 years in a row. We thank you so much for voting for us. So please, if you would, go online and vote for us on the Press Democrat Best Of for cosmetic surgeon and esthetician. We would greatly appreciate it. We'd love to keep the run going if we can.
Absolutely. We are with Dr. Walter Tom, Medical Director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Remember them at 707-542-8346, drwaltertom.com. Check out the Facebook page to vote and Nicole's new chin. We'll be back with more Dr. Tom right after this on KSRO. Welcome back to the Thursday edition of Dr. Walter Tom's Ask the Expert right here on KSRO. I'm Robin Berardini. Dr. Tom helping us out today with the mouth, lips, chin. We went over the lips and the chin, helping us look younger by Monday. Easy fixes. Get over there, call them 707-542-8346 to get on the books. Now, you gave us a term earlier because we're all doing these Zoom meetings. We're talking right now on Skype because of, you know, what's going on in the world. And people are more concerned about, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing, right? You're doing, before we're going to, I'm going to reveal something before we went on the air. You look at my new gadget. You're like, you showed me a new light because it's right. A whole different world out here.
It right? sure is. And how you're perceived. And I will just tell you, if you just watch the news and people are having their experts talk from a Zoom camera and the image that you get, you don't want it to affect you. It should be what they're telling us or yeah. do you believe this person? But it makes a huge difference on the image that you see on the screen. So everything you can do to help. And that's why we were talking about the mouth. And mouth. I know for the last part here, we want to talk about the lips. A lot of times what happens is instead of the we had a show on that when you were on sabbatical, Robin, about where you have the camera being a little bit more at eye level, but if you put it below yourself too far, it really it's your chin is the first thing that you see, your chin and your mouth.
Yeah,
so
that's not good.
You know, as we look at the lips, a couple of things. First of all, the vertical lip lines. When you're young, you want to get on that right away because as you get older, it's one of the toughest things to get rid of. And what you would do is you would do a combination of lasering and filler. So Fraxel is what I would recommend, fractional laser resurfacing. And then there's a specific type of filler called the Volbella, V-O-L, and then Bella, like pretty in Italian, Volbella. And what we would do is we would inject the filler directly into those lines. And to date, we haven't had many fillers that were that good for that, but we can inject the Volbella into the line. Exactly.
What's different about this, though? I mean,
it's a softer filler. It's softer. It doesn't last quite as long, but it is softer. So it melds with the body better versus some of the other ones, which were a little bit stiffer. So you want to, they all have their own little properties that we want to use to approach the mouth and in particular the lips. So as we look at the lips, it's important that when we look at this, we may find, for instance, if you're young, you may just want a little bit more enhancement. Maybe you have thinner lips. You want them to be a little bit fuller. What we would do is we always want to remind the patient that the natural ratio is that the lower lip should be 50% larger than the upper lip. And that's how you can avoid looking like a fish and having looking strange. And so you always want to put a little bit more in your lower lip than in your upper lip. Okay. So that's going to be important. Now there is, however, a group of the younger generation, I call it the Instagram lip, where they like that upper lip to be a little bit more on the 1-to-1 ratio. Now, as a baby boomer, you may not find that as natural, but that's okay. It's really what the person wants. So we can add a little bit more volume to the upper lip. And there's a new filler out there right now that we were fortunate to be one of the very first offices to offer called Restylane Kysse, K-Y-S-S-E. So of course, that's the latest and greatest. It's the latest rage. And I really like it. It's a very soft filler, lasts longer, a very forgiving filler in the lips. And so we can inject the lips to give you a nice, soft, natural look, if that's what you're looking for, enhancing the lower lip more than the upper lip. And then the other one would be to you to go ahead and to use a little bit more in the upper lip by if you're a younger person wanting that kind of Instagram lip. So lips are all the rage right now. It's the number one treatment that we're doing at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center.
It seems like Fobella is the gift that keeps on giving too. It's from the reading I'm doing. Is that true? Like a month later, you're kind of going to see more improvements?
Yes.
I love that. The gift that keeps on giving. You're the gift that keeps on giving, Dr. Walter Tom. Thank you. Oh, don't forget about voting. How do we do that? We go on Facebook and do that?
There's a link for that where you can get so it takes you into the Press Democrat. We appreciate every vote. Thank you so much, everyone.
All right. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Remember, drwaltertom.com, $50 off Botox if you call them at 707-542-8346 before tomorrow afternoon, September 11th. Will you come back next week?
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Robin.
Look forward to it, too. We hope to. And thank our listeners. Right now, it's time for Top of the Hour News right here on KSRO. Thank you, Michael, back at the studio.